That's wonderful. A lawyer. My sister's a lawyer. Look at that. We have something in common.
Yeah, I guess we do.
Maybe there are other things we have in common. Come dinner time, do you enjoy eating food?
Hi, Reggie. I think you're very sweet, but I work two jobs and I don't have time for dating.
Yeah, sure. I understand. Yeah, I'm very busy too.
Oh, please, don't take it personal. I think you're a very nice man.
I think you're very nice as well.
Thank you for helping me. Good night, Reggie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Good night. I don't know. Maybe it's the fumes from the urinal cakes. But I feel like something is happening between us.
Good night, Fetish.
Okay, I'll leave. But just know every time I come in here, I'll be thinking of you.
Would you look at that? The image we gave it was 45% white noise, and it still managed to reconstruct it.
I've never seen results like this before.
No, we need to stop for magnets on the way home. This is going right on the fridge.
Aren't you glad you participated in this?
Oh, I am. And you realize what the next step is.
Set up a second culture and try to replicate our results.
No. We lock that door, lower our underpants a little, and make a baby.
Make a baby? What are you talking about?
Clearly the combination of our DNA is exceptional. Our child could be the next step in the evolution of mankind. Which we'll be able to get in any preschool we want.
Sheldon, I'm not ready to have a baby.
Oh, yes, you are. I track your cycle. For the next 36 hours, you're as fertile as a manure-covered wheat field.
Wow, I can actually feel the egg crawling its way back up.
I don't understand. Well, I thought you'd be thrilled to procreate with me.
Not right now.
Oh, I see what's happening here. You're playing hard to get.
I'm not playing anything. We're not making a baby today.
Very well. Oops, how clumsy of me. You know what? Let me get that. Where are you going? Did you even look at my bottom?
Welcome.
What is this?
Oh, well, you said you didn't have time to go out for dinner, so I thought we could have one right here.
Oh, Reggie.
Oh, come on. We're in the telescope room. It'll be like dining under the stars. You see this double zero? When it says 01, that means it's twinkling. Sometimes it takes a while.
Rajesh, this is so sweet, but you know I'm working.
That's why I already cleaned up in here and all the other rooms in the hall.
Well, I suppose that gives me a little time.
Oh, please sit. I tried to cook you a meal from your homeland.
Oh, really? You make Cuban food?
That depends. Do they have Mexican food in Cuba?
When he said make a baby, is it possible he meant out of Legos?
No, he was explicit. Needlessly and freakishly explicit.
Why does he need a baby? He's already hairless and smells like talcum powder.
Could you two really have some sort of super intelligent child?
Well, there is a genetic component, but that doesn't guarantee anything.
That's true. Sheldon's father once picked a fight with a cactus.
Kevin, that's just his Earth parents. We don't know anything about the ones that sent him here.
Well, we know they were smart enough to send him away.
Hey, you're talking about the person I love and have been avoiding for the past 3 hours.
Oh, man! Ooh, Sheldon gonna get some.
have fun with whatever nightmares behind door number two.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Would you care for a brandy?
I don't think so.
Good choice. It's disgusting.
Sheldon, please stop trying to seduce me.
Who's trying to seduce you? After a long day, I always turn on smooth jazz and spray deer musk on my inner thighs.
Thought it smelled like a petting zoo in here.
Anything you'd like to pet? Not my hair. There's a lot of goop in it.
Okay, I've had enough.
What? Amy, come back. I don't know how to open the oysters.
So, what surprised you the most when you first came to America?
Well, I suppose how much people care about Oprah's favorite things.
I thought that too, but then I got my first waffle maker and never questioned her again.
You know, I do have some time off this Sunday. If
hey,
you like.
I saw your car. Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
It's okay. I should get back to work.
Hi. Howard Wallowitz.
Oh, Isabella Concepcion?
Oh, yeah, the astronomer. Raj told us about you.
Hey, free toilet paper!
You told him I was an astronomer?
I
understand. Time to go.
No, please don't.
It's okay, Rajesh. I'm a grown woman. I don't have to waste my time with someone who's embarrassed by me.
I can keep this, right?
Isabella! Isabella, wait. Let me explain.
If you are embarrassed by what I do, why did you pursue me?
I'm sorry. Honestly, I didn't think your job would bother me, but I guess it did. And I hate myself for that. But there's a lot of things about me that would totally embarrass you.
I doubt that.
Well, prepare to be mortified. I let my dog eat food out of my mouth, not because she likes it, but because I do. Also, I know they're pretty, but I'm scared of butterflies.
Sorry, just passing through. I think this fell off your cart.
Come on, what do you say? Let me make it up to you.
You're very persistent.
It's my one move.
Okay. This Sunday night, you may take me to dinner at a nice restaurant.
Great. Where would you like to go?
Your choice. It can be Pakistani food if you like.
Oh, excuse me, but I'm Indian.
And now you know how it feels.
Were you turned on even a little bit?
It was like being hit on by Rat Pack Pee Wee Herman.
I'm sorry, is that a yes?
No!
Amy, I didn't want it to come to this, but you have left me no choice but to employ the most passionate, seductive dance known to man. The flamenco.
Well, you guys are aroused, right?
How was the class?